Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity to stop for a few moments and to listen to God. Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. This is part of a wonderful song that Moses sang after the people of Israel had crossed the Red Sea. After 400 years, they had finally left Egypt. 400 years is a very long time, and the people could easily have stayed there forever. But there was a deep longing to be free from the persecution and slavery that they'd experienced in Egypt. Moses' song of victory beautifully expressed a national sigh of relief that the suffering was now at an end. At last, they were free. The people's exodus from Egypt was a defining moment in the nation's story because it told them so much about their God. They learnt that God is, by his very nature, a God who loves to set people free. He's a God of salvation. It's not surprising that throughout the Bible there are frequent references back to the crossing of the Red Sea. If God was able to overcome an obstacle as great as this, then surely nothing could stand in his way. There's great encouragement in this for all of us, whether we're looking at global problems, national difficulties, or the situations we're facing in our own lives, we need to look at them through the lens of God's salvation. He is the God who sets people free and looks to us to work with him to bring his salvation to the world today. We'll often be daunted by the challenges that we face, but like Moses, we need to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, who is still our strength and our song, and who could even lead his people through the mighty Red Sea. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we worship you because you are the God of the Exodus. Thank you that you are constantly giving your salvation to people in our world today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.